From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. U.S. Marines, along with Iraqi troops, have moved into the rebellious Iraqi town of Fallujah, west of Baghdad. They have just begun a campaign against insurgents. The insurgents are blamed for the killing and mutilation of four American security contractors last week. Reporter Eric Kneeler from member station KPBS in San Diego is traveling with the 5th Battalion of the 1st Marine Division. This evening they entered the city where a firefight is now underway.
Hi, Michelle. Yes, we've got some gunfire here, and we've rolled through from the outskirts into the city. I'm with a unit that's taken over a big food processing facility. I'm hearing reports of small arms fire and not very far from my location. There's also a large AC-135, which is called a Spectre gunship, and what that has done is it's brought in a lot of air power into the city. Boy, now the whole place is lighting up.
Eric, we understand if you need to take cover.
Okay. Basically, though, this is the moment a lot of these Marines have been preparing for. One of the things that a lot of them had told me was that they were looking forward to this because it was a definite objective.
A clear objective. What is it? What is the objective?
A clear objective is to take control of the city and restore order. That's the message from the very top of this, the command here.
And there's a full moon tonight. Did that have something to do with the timing of this?
No, I mean, they would prefer a moonless night. It's just the night they've picked. So there is a lot of illumination. It's still the middle of the night here.
Eric, I just want to ask you, we understand that there are Iraqi security forces deployed along with the Marines. What's their role in this operation?
Well, a lot of them is serving as military police, for example, taking care of prisoners that are detained. Other units of the Iraqi civilian defense police are manning checkpoints. And there's something called the New Iraqi Army, which is actually a trained army. They've gone through several months of training. They're going to be doing some combat missions alongside U.S. Marines on other parts of the city. They're not with my unit, but I believe they're with other units tonight. So, that's the gunship. That's the airplane gunship that I was telling you about. It has a very distinctive sound, and so they brought in some heavy firepower here into Fallujah.
How far away is this from you?
I can't tell. I'm in a safe position right now, I feel.
What was the trip in like?
We had a real tragedy earlier this afternoon. There were four Marines with the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force who were killed in a roadside bomb which exploded, and two others seriously injured. And that was several hours ago in a separate incident. Not too, maybe 10 miles from here. But all during the day, people were preparing. There had been mortar attacks. And people were just sort of going about getting ready, doing the things they need, because they knew that tonight was going to be a big night. And our first push has been into one of the objectives, and that's gone very smooth so far. In terms of Iraqi casualties, I have no idea. Admittedly, it's a very one-sided perspective here because I'm traveling with the Marines. They're the offensive force in town, and I cannot tell you anything about Iraqi casualties right now.
Does it appear that most people are following the curfew? Most people have stayed in their homes?
Yes, yes. There was nobody on the streets when we rolled in here.
Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Eric Kneeler from member station KPBS in San Diego is traveling with the 5th Battalion of the 1st Marine Division.